Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of All Club Confidential, brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. More on them coming up, and we'll hear from Tennessee defensive backs Jermaud McCoy and Ricky Gibson. They are the special guests for this show. But before then, let's talk about the Volunteer Club. If you've ever been to a Volunteer Club tailgate, you know how much fun it can be. It's unlimited drinks, unlimited food. It's awesome. But then there's the VIP area. If you're a Tennessean member and up, you get to hit up the VIP area where you see a lot of former Vols hanging out. It's a great time to kind of take some pictures, get to talk some old stories about previous games with some of those former Vols. It's a fantastic time. Then there's Volunteer Club Outfitters, which is off State Street across from Marble Alley. Some great gear. I mean, like, you're talking t-shirts, hoodies, quarter zips, hats, you name it, buttons, stickers. It's all there. State Street. You can check that out on any game day. And of course, Tennessee's got two big game days left at home in the SEC with Kentucky this weekend and then Mississippi State next weekend. A great time to check it all out. Check it all out at volunteerclub.com. Now, more from the great people at Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player JP Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Y'all have a bigger chair?
Here with the Lockdown Corners, I've called you all the best set of corners Tennessee's had in at least 20 years. Why do you feel like you're having success? And we'll start with you, Ricky.
I just feel like the preparation we'd be preparing with Coach ET, he do a great job really honing in on the details of what we're going to see. And what we've been seeing is what we've been getting. And so he's just really been honing in the details. So I just got to go with ET on that one.
Yeah, I say ET too. We do a lot of extra stuff with him. Footwork, press work, film. Like, I think we stay the latest at the during the week, like, out of all the position groups, just watching extra stuff with ET.
It just feels like the two of you all have such confidence. Like, you all play more aggressive. There's not a lot of, like, I've watched a lot of DBs for several years give too much cushion, and I don't feel like you guys. I mean, if people are completing passes on you, I mean, like, you go back to like a couple of those ones at Arkansas. I mean, Green just dropped him in a bucket. Like, you couldn't have been in a better spot.
Yeah. I mean, me and Rick, like, we just love getting hands on. Like, I feel like for me, I feel like if I don't get my hands on you the way I want, like, I feel like I kind of lost the rep. But I mean, there's sometimes you got to mix it in where you're not really as physical with your hands, but for the most part, I like to get hands on.
And also, I feel like just the competitiveness that we have too, that, like, we don't want nobody to catch the ball no matter what coverage we in. Even if we, like, in cover three and we in a soft coverage, I just feel like we don't want nobody catching. If somebody do catch it, we can see each other like, ah, okay, come on. But when we can see each other make plays, I feel like we grow off of each other.
How much better do you feel like you've both gotten, whether it be comfort level in the defense, your play, just improvement overall? I mean, like, can you see a big difference between maybe you were here last year, you weren't, but I mean, just, you know, from this point a year ago here and this point a year ago at Oregon State to now?
I mean, I definitely feel like I've improved because, like, the game has slowed down a lot for me. Like, you don't feel like everything's just running up on me. Like, I just feel a lot more patient and kind of calm. And, like, my technique has definitely gotten better. Just watching my, old tape and my tape now, like, I'm more honed into the details and just very – I think I'm a lot more technically sound.
Going with last year, I'll say I definitely have grown. I still got way more improvement just looking at myself and looking at my body language on the field. I'll say I definitely have way more areas to improve in. But as far as my freshman year, I'll just say I feel like I kind of improved in the physicality part a little bit more. Still trying to grow in that as well. But, yeah, just elevating the physical part, trying to keep growing.
you weren't here, so I'm going to exclude you from this. You, though, you know, you played a little bit last year. Looking back, is it easier to go, you know, I wasn't ready a year ago? Because, I mean, every kid wants to come in and want to play right away. But sometimes you're just not ready, and it can probably do more damage throwing you out there when you're not ready than, you know, you just waiting and you know, honing your craft on the side.
Yes, I mean, yeah, I would say I was not ready. I wouldn't say that, but I would just say I didn't have as much experience as, like, other people had. I didn't know, how, like, the experience. I didn't know how fast it was. If you go back to Florida last year and Florida me this year, I feel like that would be two completely different players. So, yeah, I feel like I wouldn't say I wasn't ready, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, I basically was. I guess I wasn't ready then.
when you see him make a play, or vice versa, does it kind of like, does the competitiveness kick in? Like, all right, I'm ready to get mine. Like, when he picks the ball off against Alabama, are you like, ha, I got to get mine?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. When he did that, I was like, hey, he hard for that. Hey, it's my turn. Not though, for real. But, nah, you can definitely see the competitiveness in us too on the field.
Could you tell it meant a little bit more to him playing against his home state?
I'm tripping. I'm thinking about Florida. No, I could tell, like, Rick was locked in this week for sure. He was locked in.
What's that like?
I've won a couple plays back for sure. Definitely won more plays back. If I had that game over, I definitely wanted to play that game over. But you live and you learn.
You won the game.
I know you won the game. But
nobody wants to play that game over.
Yeah, nobody wants to play the game over, but, like, from a personal standpoint, I feel
you want
to
play a few reps over.
Yeah, a few reps over. It's a few things I want back.
Pretty like, oh, that'd be good if we lose, as long as I can make a pick.
No, I'm playing. Don't do that,
You had the number change this offseason. Mm-hmm. Take me through. Why one?
I just felt like it was just time for, like, a new me. I've been kind of, like, finding myself a little bit. When I switched to DB, like, in high school, I was kind of finding, like, what I wanted to be. And every number was taken because I was, like, trying to get on varsity. So, like, it was just six at the time. So I was like, I mean, I like six, but then I seen one kind of available. I was just like, hey, let's see.
Looks good. One is a very – You can't screw one up, right? Like, it looks good on nearly everybody. Looks really good on Dante Thornton. I mean, he's long and long strider. He gets going. That run at Oklahoma, you're like, geez.
He looked quick, fast.
He did.
He real fast.
Who's the hardest guy to guard in practice?
For me, I say Chris.
Just because he's physical?
I say Morley when it gets to the red zone, though, because, like, Chris is, like, he's long, like, got a longer reach than me. I'll be like on Chris, but his hand is here, my hand is here, but I'm like on him and he catch the ball. But it definitely makes me better though. I think in practice, like, I try to guard Chris the most because I feel like he makes me a lot better.
Really, I feel like all our receivers just got something different. Like, you can't play the same. You can't go to the line, play Dante how you play Brew, or play Brew how you play Chris how you even play Mike. Like, they all feel like they all just got something really special to them. So, like, it's a free-for-all out there.
I don't think something they really do, like, a lot that's similar. Like, it's, like, when you guard them, you got to approach them all differently is how I see it.
You watch, and they put the hype videos out there after the game, and you hear Dylan Sampson on the sideline. Like, the defense is, you know, they're giving us all they got. We got to give them some help. Like, you know, when you're going through a game and Tennessee's offense is struggling, because, I mean, a few years ago it was the opposite. It was the Tennessee defense struggling and the offense was having to pick it up. You know, like, how much more do you feel the pressure to have to play perfect? Or do you just say, we're just going to go out and do what we do and, you know, let the chips fall where they may?
I'll just say just go out there and do what we do. I don't really look at it like that, though, but, I mean, I'll say just go out there and do what we do.
Yeah, we really don't. Like, when we're, like, on the sideline, we really can't even pay too much attention to the offense, for real. So, it's not even, like, we're even locked in on what they're doing. So, like, we can't even worry about, like, what they're really doing. And at that point, we know our offense. We know what they really got. And so, all we really worry about is get the ball back to Nico. We can win. Get the ball back to Nico. We can win.
What is it that, you know, you guys have won against him in practice? And, I mean, you know, I know he's a prideful guy, and missing some of those shots against Alabama were tough for him. Like, But, like, you got to see it in practice. Like, how close do you think he is to having that just, like, bust-out game?
I think he got one of the best ball placements I didn't see. Every time I'm on the route, he put the ball where it's just like, man, like, hey, that's just a good ball. So, hey, he going to be special. It's just, wait. He going
to
be special.
So you think he's close to busting out?
Oh, really close. Really close.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he is too. And when it happens, if the defense continues playing like it's playing, then it's going to be a really good day for the Orange team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like home games or road games better?
I ain't gonna lie, I used to say road, but recently our fans been showing the home game. I've been saying home games for sure now. Like, even like we seen the film today, we seen the little back shot of the camera.
Yeah, and
the
it's shaking.
Was just shaking. We were just like, that's so crazy. So like, I say home games.
When you were last out here, you hadn't played a game yet. You know, really? Now you have.
Mm-hmm.
How different is it from Oregon State?
It's so loud. I ain't gonna lie, it's so loud. Like, a lot of hand signals. I can't really talk to them on the field. You can't hear anything. You can't hear nothing. And it's definitely a benefit for us. I mean, I like it. It's fun.
It is a lot easier to communicate though when you're on the road, because the home team is, yeah, there's no sound for them.
The only play I like, the only part I like about home is like when you make a play and it's not quiet again.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. And then like you come back to the sideline and fans just like looking at you like some kind of way. So that's the only part I like about the home.
What do you feel like this team can continue to improve? Like where can the DBs improve? Where can the defense improve, the overall team?
I'll really just say I'll say communication. Just make sure that we see each other before the snap. Like talking to the linebackers. I know that's like even crazy. Like, hey, why the DBs talking to the linebackers? We might see something that they might see. They talking to us. The D line even seeing us. Like, hey, this lineman in some kind of stance giving us some like pointing up. Man, it's a pass. It's a pass. You know what I mean? So basically, just like us communicating more with each other. Keep trying to get around each other a little bit more. I feel like.
I'd say it's just being more assignment sound, no bust on the field, and then less penalties, just being smarter. And I think overall just being a smarter team.
What about practice makes you smile?
Halftime.
Halftime of practice?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I mean.
You get a water break?
Till I get some snacks.
You get a chance to actually refill.
Refuel.
What kind of snacks we getting?
Just energy.
Anything. They got Scooby-Doo snacks.
Yeah, they give us like gummy snacks.
Yeah.
It's could give you a little burst of energy.
Give you a little feel.
Yeah.
Gatorade.
Scooby snacks. All right, more on smiling. Let's hear more from Knoxville Smiles.
Knoxville Smiles depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
What's the biggest debate in the DB room? Like, what are you guys constantly? Well, you guys were out before and asked you the whole Jordan LeBron thing, and that's a debate, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys debate about in the DB room? That's not football related. Like, you know, is it music? What's something you guys are like always like jawing about?
I say like we do be arguing about music. But, I mean, football related, you said not football related, yeah. but we do be arguing about who the fastest DB.
Yeah, that one.
That's something we always argue about. Mm-hmm. But
you had a chance to show that you were it against on that pick, and then it didn't happen.
He got caught.
Yeah, I got caught. I mean, I wouldn't say I got caught, but, like, I had to cut
there
it.
There was traffic. I know. I'm just busting your chops.
He got caught. He got caught.
Until I got caught.
Who is the fastest DB?
We do it like this. We normally
if I ask Boo Carter who the fastest DB is,
who's Boo Carter's saying? Hey, Boo gonna say him.
We be like, who top five? That's the point we're at now.
Yeah,
it's who's top five.
Who's got the best mentality as a DB?
As far as just
utter like oozes confidence.
Jalen McMurray.
I say Boo.
Boo, yeah, Boo too. But I
would tell you Boo.
Yeah, Boo.
Boo could be going against Jerry Rice and Boo.
Yeah, he's going to talk.
Hey, I'm telling you, don't sleep on Jalen now. When he get competitive.
Yeah, Jalen do be talking to.
That's that Philly in him.
Hey, for real. Yeah.
Just get those northern guys. They carry it.
Yeah.
Do you ever debate which state's the better high school football?
Oh yeah, we do that too.
Okay,
yep.
That's a big one. Yeah,
yep, that's a big one.
Like I can never say my state because everybody say like we got the biggest state and like they try to make that an excuse. But I mean, it don't really matter how big the state is.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
So I just be pulling up like how many people from Texas in the league or then came from Texas, like you know what I mean, and I showed them that. Then I feel like I won the argument. Then they come back with something else, and it's like you can never win.
What's the biggest debate on the team? Then that's the DB room. What's the team? What's the team debate?
The high schools. We argue about that like once a week, and like everybody gets involved.
And everybody's always going to score touchdowns or make tackles or interceptions against the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Best personality on the team.
I'll give Bro.
Yeah. Bro.
I feel like he's always calm, peaceful.
Yeah.
And he's like talking to a 40-year-old. You know, very mature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like he and Keenan. Of course, Keenan's married.
Oh, yeah. KP Keenan too.
Got one too. Got a little one on the way.
I like KP.
You know, who's the one guy that you look up to that you admire?
I look up to Big O.
That's just another one that's very mature.
Yeah, he always trying to check on me, make sure he dap me up all the time.
I'll say AC, even though he in my grade, he work hard. I see how much work he really put in, how like he come up early into the facilities and stuff like that, hearing the stories about him. I'll say AC.
When AC doesn't have the hair braided, its hair's down or pulled back in a ponytail. He looks just like TJ Houshmandzadeh. You know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
You guys are so young. Google it. TJ Houshmandzadeh. And then again, you got to find him when he's got his hair not in braids and just pulled back.
Yeah.
Like the same skin tone, like the whole structure and everything.
I'm gonna definitely forget that name later.
It's okay. I'm gonna show you after we get done. All right, I've already prepped them because there's two. I've never done two where we make a phone call. They want to each make a phone call. And so we're going to start it off. You're saying you can count on Jalen McMurray to answer. All right, pull your phone out, put him on speaker.
You think he's going to answer for real?
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
That means he had it on. He's on D&D, disturb.
Right? Yeah, he a D&D. Yeah,
I know how they hate those people, don't you?
See, look, she told you. Hey, what up, Jalen?
What's that?
I just had to call you for this little interview thingy.
Yeah, you're on the podcast, Jalen. So Ricky said he knew he could. Ricky said he knew he could count on you to answer, and you did right away.
Facts.
Even though you was on D&D.
But yeah, you already know, two times.
Jalen, quick. Best cheesesteak place in Philadelphia. Go.
Ooh, Max's.
There we go, Max's.
Yep.
All right, boss.
Appreciate it.
All right, now you're calling Jordan call Matthews.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan gonna answer the phone. He gonna be like, brother, what's good?
You gonna say, what's good? Okay, let's.
Yeah, he'd be like, yo. Jordan, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I told you, bro.
Oh, he said, hold up, he on the phone.
See,
but like, he probably on the phone with his dad.
It tells you, you can't count on Jordan Matthews.
I mean, he texted me, though. He said, hold up.
He did. He texted you. Yeah. You're letting him off the hook?
Nah, I guess.
Not one.
When you went back and watched Ricky holding the guy from Alabama, what did you think?
Which one are you talking about?
After you got hit in the back. See, you probably didn't even know this because you were over there getting checked on. Ricky was yanking and pulling, and they said it's okay. But that's guess what? James Pierce got held in the end zone. That should have been a safety. So, like, it all evens out, right?
Yeah.
It all evens out.
I didn't see it, though.
The refs didn't see it either, right, Ricky?
Because if the refs ain't call it, yeah, the refs ain't call it, ain't no hole. Hey,
like my mama told me, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying to win.
No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the favor.
Yeah.
The refs ain't call it, ain't no hole.
Hey, you got back-to-back looks on that after he went out.
No, that was crazy. That actually did.
I thought you, the second one, I thought you ran the route better than the receiver did.
I wanted that one so bad.
You came close.
Yeah.
I wanted that one so bad.
How hard was Milroe just from a standpoint? I mean, I know you guys had a lot of success against him, like, but like when you have to counter in like the his ability to move and escape, like how different is it playing him versus, let's say, playing Brock Vandergriff here, you know, coming up, you know, against Kentucky?
Got a plaster. Like once the play breaks down, you just got to go find your receiver. Like you basically just got to hold him for a lot longer. Make sure he don't, like, you don't let him off the hook and get some cheap.
And I just felt like he was not, like, really throwing to a spot. I feel like he was just throwing it. I feel like more, like, of a Carson Bay, like, if you look at it, I feel like he'll throw to, like, a spot, like, where the receiver, like, the timing is. If you look at, like, Milroe, it wasn't, like, no real timing with him or with the receiver. It just felt like they were just running. He was just throw. So it was kind of hard just kind of finding, like, a timing when to actually look back or – trying to find the ball and stuff like that.
What do you most admire about him?
I'll say his ball skills. Tremendous.
tremendous.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I like him. But like,
what do you most admire most about him?
He good with his hands. Like, I don't know. Rick be getting hands. Sometimes I don't be able to get hands on Chris, but it seemed like he always get hands on Chris.
Who's the toughest DB?
Jacoby.
Yeah,
we had him out last week, man. Jacoby. He said, I goes, I'll watch back and I'll watch videos and I'll be like beating my chest or hitting my helmet and he'll be like, I don't even know what I was doing there. And like he had that nice play the other day where he comes up, you know, and makes the tackle on, was it Milroe? Yeah, I think it was. But you know, when they were getting ready to go in before you made the pick,
mm-hmm.
and he gets up and he's like beating his head, you know, and I'm like, that's what he's talking about. He doesn't even know. Like, he just like, you know, gets so amped up.
Like, he plays with so much emotion. Like, he turns us up for sure.
What is that sideline like? Like, when you guys are not out there and you're not making adjustments, like, you're like, you know, the adjustments have already taken place and you're waiting to go back in. Like, is there Are you watching the game? Or you just like got your head down, focused? Like,
sometimes we'll probably like talk about like what we're getting from the receivers, like what kind of releases we'll get from the receivers. If not, I'll probably watch the offense and see what they're doing, see what they're clicking. But if other than that, yeah, probably talking about what we getting.
Yeah, for them. I mean, we got the iPads now, so we kind of watch a lot of our previous reps, and we'll kind of get coached up from that. Just make adjustments. And then if not, well, I guess watch the offense. But we don't really get to do that a lot.
Yeah.
You're so bored you're over there on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. No, I wish it was like that. I wish. It's hard.
All right, so you got the dark mode game coming up against Kentucky for the night game. You've gotten to play in it, in the dark mode game. You know, you haven't. It just seems like that one just clicks. For fans, it clicks for the players, it clicks for the recruits. Just the whole, you know, all black. You excited about it?
Oh, yes, sir.
What is it you like about that particular uniform?
Man, it's just the black. I don't know. It's just something about the black and the orange, the Halloween.
And they play the spooky Rocky Top.
Yeah, that too.
They've started doing that just on regular third down.
I've been hearing that.
They just started doing that?
Yeah,
this year it's the first time they started doing the spooky Rocky. Now, they've played it before, but it was more like a, you know, like an entrance thing versus like, you know, like on third down.
They've been throwing some like, they threw Mo Bamba in there or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they got me hyped.
Yeah, that one, man.
All right, Ricky. You ready to go one-on-one with me?
No. One-on-one.
You'd lock me down. I wouldn't make it a foot. I'd be on the ground with a torn Achilles.
It probably would be like that.
Oh, it would 1,000% be like that. What did what's the one route that you love to defend?
You know, I didn't do good against it last week. I'll say the fade. I feel like when I do get my eyes to the football, I'm able to show my leaping ability.
But like, didn't you think you were in good position on the one touchdown that Williams got on that? I mean, because I mean, what else could you have done outside of pick the ball off?
It was just what he kind of gave me. It put me in a little panic mode. He kind of gave me a little shove, and it put me like all the ball coming in quick. But like I said, Miro, it ain't no time. He actually threw a lollipop. Yeah. So I had time to actually adjust and turn my head. So I felt like once he gave me the move and I shot my hands, I would have looked back, ball, boom.
So I thought you played it well.
Yeah, I could have played it way better, though.
You?
On his?
No, just like which one do you like to defend the most? What route?
I feel like, I don't know why, but when I like guard a slant and like lock it down, I just feel very accomplished. I don't know why, but I do.
Which is like the kind of the Florida game. You batted that ball away on that fourth down.
Because I feel like I used to struggle a lot with slants, and like I just think I done got better at it. So I just feel rewarded when I make a play on a slant.
How long has the hair been going like this?
A week, but it's cause like that storm that happened or the hurricane, my hair lady ain't been able to do my hair, so I kind of been struggling. But I'm getting it done on Saturday, so I'm gonna be good.
You think that's struggling? I mean,
I'm not struggling. It's just this ain't. I don't normally like. It's normally not how I have it. It's normally like twisted up. It isn't like shorter.
That's how I can tell when you're back there for punts versus boo. You have your hair dangling out the back.
Yeah.
You like the punt stuff?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's cool.
I guess because you were banged up or whatever there, they put boo in there at the end.
Yeah, my leg locked out. I started cramping. Yeah.
That's a big spot for boo. I thought it was, very mature for him to let it bounce because it's easy to want to be the hero there, right? I mean.
Yeah, I didn't even see it. I gotta look at it.
I thought we'd be locked in on defense.
I was on the ground.
It's a slow field storming this past time, more delayed. What was that scene like for you guys with the cigars and all that? Because the last time Tennessee won, you were a recruit.
Yeah, I was here in Tennessee too. I rushed the field, and I was in the locker room. Yeah. It was actually, I feel like it was more complex, more satisfying because I was actually
in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it was cool. Like, back in high school, I didn't know why they would smoke cigars after the game, but, I was like, I always wanted to, win a game and get to do that. I didn't know it was a tradition, to smoke the cigars after this game, but, I mean, it's cool. I liked it.
You want to do it again next year on the road?
Oh, for sure.
We get to do it on the road, too.
And if Alabama had won, dude, you'd have saw cigar smoke going up from their section.
Oh, dang.
It ain't a home thing.
So everybody just bring cigars?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Tennessee fans for 15 years brought cigars and didn't get to light them.
Dang.
Up from 2007 to 2022.
Man, that's crazy.
And now 2 out of 3 years.
Well. Yep.
You were a portal guy. You were not. So you could kind of see this thing building when you committed. Like, what did you see about Tennessee that made you think, that's a spot where I think they're on the come up?
Just the coaching staff, I feel like they're the same every day. They really don't change. Like, when they recruited me from the first day when Coach Banks met me in high school, from the first time I seen him to now, I feel like he's been the same person to me. He's always been he's always been honest. He always be honest, keep it real. So Coach Nez, E.T., all of them, E.T. wasn't there when they recruited me. But I just feel like they always been real. They always can keep it real. And I feel like how together it is, how close they is, I feel like it's kind of like a home, like a family.
And you chose Tennessee over Texas A&M. I mean, that's your home state school? Yeah. How hard is that? Because most people thought when you left here not committed and you went on that A&M visit that you were going to A&M.
It was definitely the coaches for sure. From the A&M coaches to these coaches, I just felt more comfortable with the Tennessee coaches, Coach Nez. I was only here for 8 hours on my visit, and it just seemed like it was where I needed to be.
How much do you feel like, you will talk to guys as a portal guy when portal season opens and Tennessee's recruiting someone out of the portal and go, man, you know, do what you got to do, what's best for you. But like, this is why. I mean, will you be an advocate for, you know, what, you know, to come here? Like, will you be a recruiter?
Like getting people to come here?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that for sure. Yeah.
What about you?
They need me to. Then like.
Yeah. But he's so low key. He's just like, you know, I mean, I'll do it, you know.
If I see someone I think like they good, I'm gonna tell hey, coach, go look at them. Like, if I think they fit with us, I'll tell coach, just check them out.
All right, guys. Well, man, we appreciate it, and we loved having you on, getting to know you more, and you know, you guys keep, you know, balling out, because it's been impressive to watch you guys just make play after play after play in the secondary.
Appreciate it.
And don't forget about our boy Will Brooks.
Willie B.
Willie B. You know what I love about Willie B? I asked Coach Banks for his phone number before we get out the door. And I said, you got his number. I want to have him out on the Locker Room TV show here in town. And so he sends it over. You know his middle name?
What?
William Robert. That's Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Because Bill is a short for William, and Bob is short for Robert. Billy Bob Brooks.
You get it?
Billy Bob.
You ever seen Varsity Blues?
No.
God, you guys are so young. They're so young, but so good on the football field. He's Ricky Gibson. He's your Mom McCoy. We'll see you next week on another Vol Club Confidential.
You guys come in, man. Be careful, okay?